Welcome back to Footwork, a podcast for those who dream big, never settle, and make their own path. I'm Sean.
And I'm Dylan. Together with guests, we share stories and tips every Monday to educate, inspire, and create a community built of soccer players and dream chasers.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Welcome to Footwork. The boys are back.
Shawnee Sean.
Dilly Dill.
We're back, man. It's been a while. I missed you, bro.
Yeah, it's been quite some time. How many weeks? Many weeks. Too many weeks.
And I feel like maybe we left people, you know, stranded a little bit there. So just first off, as you guys know, we like to take our time during the summer and winter windows to kind of unwind, take a break from footy, take a break from the podcast a little bit and enjoy the time with the family, you know? So that's kind of where we've been. And, you know, also things are starting to heat up now in terms of deadlines, in terms of kind of where we're going to be. So we might be bringing some nice, fresh and exciting content. So look out for that. But also, yeah, we just kind of want to jump on. And I think it's important sometimes in our situation, because, you know, it's been a while since we've talked about our road. You know, there was a lot of episodes in the beginning about everything that comes with it, and you know, sometimes we'll give you updates and things like that, but I think it's important when we have this stage to be somewhat transparent. You know, we don't have to say everything. Sean and I are guys who kind of like to do our like grind and then kind of see what happens and then maybe tell or not even tell, you know. We kind of have that, we have a weird relationship
Exactly on that theme. I think we could stay on right now on that theme. How German of me.
What theme?
About being like, we're kind of like, we like to grind in the darkness and then, you know, we don't have to post everything or talk about it much. But I think I've learned in this window, so we kind of jump right into it. So me personally, I'm looking to potentially play outside of Germany this season. I've been here 5.5 years. I want something new, different culture, different league, just experience living somewhere else. So I had two wishes basically. I was pretty open to play anywhere basically. Since winter basically, I kind of had this idea and was open to play anywhere. But this past 4 weeks, I've been more transparent when I'm speaking to people, whether I'm training with them or speaking to them on the phone or networking, whatever. And I think it's important for people to hear that the more you talk about it with people like that, the bigger the network becomes. Because very often, you want to play, for example, you want to play in Romania, you want to play in Thailand. Oh, I know this guy, maybe give him a call, or I could send your video to them. Now, it might not lead to anything. But if I didn't say anything in these conversations, I would have probably 15 less people I'm speaking to now than I had before. Now, will it lead to anything? Time will tell. But I think that's an important piece, that when you're like training with a group and they ask, oh, what are you doing for next season? You don't need to be shy about it. Now, it's sure there's some times that you want to be hush-hush about it. But I think in this case, when you're actually still looking for something, especially in a new place that you don't have a name or anything, you don't really know much in that country, that just be open about it. Because very often I've found out that there's always someone that knows someone, either directly or like secondhand. And then they exchange numbers and then there you go. Like I said, will it lead to something? You never know. But it's more than what I had to begin with. So I think that's something this particular window I really learned for Romania and Thailand, for example, is that just reaching out, like we've always said, reach out to as many people as possible, ask questions. You're not asking for the people's help, but you could just ask them questions. The same thing we do with consultations. Just pick their brain, talk about visas. How does this process work? When do they go into preseason? What's the training like? Should you go there early to get acclimated to the weather, et cetera, et cetera? Also, foreigner spots is a big one to know. Because if you don't have an EU passport in Europe, that's a big thing. Also in Asia, same thing. And then also is the typical salary, is that what you're okay with? That also is a big theme that you need to be... You could ask about. They might not tell you exactly, but you can get a range from different people. Will say different things, and then you can kind of judge: is this opportunity really worth it to me to make the move? So yeah, I found that that's something new that I learned this window is because usually I wouldn't be so open up front, but that's it's that doesn't make sense because I'm hurting myself when I'm not doing that. Amount of people 100%. That I'm now speaking to is significantly more than I would have in the first place. So yeah.
When you talk with other players about it, especially like then they're on that your situation is on their mind. So if you went into an interaction, you're training with a bunch of guys and you're just like, yeah, I'm not sure yet. Like I'm thinking, you know, we'll see, you know, and you're just kind of, you don't really give any details instead of, and I don't know, maybe like, maybe there is a bit of like self-consciousness in there because like, if you don't have a team, it's not always seen as like the most prestigious thing, you know, it's always sounds better. Like I think from the outside, if you have the, you know, security and you have the job. So like, sometimes it's just kind of easy to be like, hush, hush and just grind. And, you know, it's hard when you don't have a team in the window. So like, sometimes you just want to grind. You want to focus on the things you can, but like talking about it and saying, yeah, I want to do this and I'm looking for this. Now that's on that guy's mind or that girl's mind. And they may know someone who knows someone who knows someone. And I just think the more you share your story, and it's kind of like part of the reason with this episode too, is just, you know, when you're transparent in it, it opens it up. And I think players can learn from that and understand that. And then it also could maybe help us in a situation. Right. So, you know, for me, I was at North State for 3 years and, you know, everything ended fine. Everything ended good. Still a lot of love for everyone there. It's just felt like the time to do something else. Kind of the same reasons as Sean in a way, just to experience something new, to, you know, keep pushing myself out of my comfort level and just see if I can grow more as a player. And that's kind of been a decision. And, you know, for me, the plan would hopefully be to stay in Germany and, you know, maybe explore other regions and teams and things like that. There's a few hopeful trials coming up. But, you know, I'm also open in all of it. I'm open to going to places that I've been before. I'm open to, you know, seeing what the US can hold. But it's just it's a day by day kind of thing right now. And it's the same thing as Sean said, it's just reaching out to people, getting information, being the most knowledgeable and informative I can to make a decision. And, you know, hopefully the things that I want in place, hopefully that gets reciprocated in terms of team's interest and stuff like that. But, you know, it's tough. And, you know, Sean and I have been on this grind for years now since college. And you would think, you know, after so many years that things would just be thrown your way. But it's just another reminder to us that you're only as good as your last performance. You're only as good as someone who knows you or know someone who knows you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we've made a name for ourselves in the Nord, that doesn't necessarily reciprocate to other places. So Nord, I said Nord, everyone should probably know that means
the north of Germany.
The north of Germany, like, you know, things maybe could come there, but, you know, maybe we want to try something different. And that's the another harsh reality of this game is that people don't know you and people don't owe you a fucking thing. And, you know, I thought it may be a little bit easier in terms of, or, you know, not necessarily easier, but I thought maybe the process would have already taken flight in terms of like signed, sealed, delivered, and, you know, not really having to do much too much work. But that's not the reality of it. So it's back to it. It's back to it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A bit of humble pie, but it's great. It's exciting because we both don't know where we're going to wind up. We have an idea of what could happen, but yeah, it's exciting times. We're both training. We've been ready. We've been training since the end of the season. And yeah, just continuing to get more and more fit, sharper on the ball. And when the chance does come, that we'll be ready. And that's another point to make. I think we've spoken about it every preseason or every transfer window. Is like you need to be ready to play, not just for a training or one game, but to perform at 100% for days or weeks in a row. Because when you're on trial, which we've done many times and received many no's, also yeses, but you have to be able to perform better than everyone else over multiple days or even weeks. So when you think, oh, I'm fit enough to play a game, well, can you play a game and then play a game the next day? and then playing a training game the following day after that. Because for one team, you have to play better than everyone else, but maybe you're going to get a no from one team, and the next day you go to a new team. That new team doesn't care that you just played a game 2 days ago. So that's like always motivation to get like, oh, I think I feel good, but I need to get to the next level, because you're getting to basically a level that you wouldn't necessarily use during the season because you'd have more recovery time. But in this window, it's like you just have to find the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And like level up in a way to see how far you can push your body, basically. Because you can't show, essentially, you can't show any weakness in a trial. It's not going to help your case. While we wait to make the move to where we're going, we're just training, doing our thing.
For you, this coming into, this period of uncertainty, has there been any difficulty for you mentally in terms of grasping that and kind of seeing it as more of this is excitement instead of this is scary?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. I just see it as exciting because it's something new. I mean, it's a constant thought about where I'm going to decide is the place to commit to and basically exhaust every possibility in that country by actually going there. Because that's the thing, is this window, so this particular window, say from July 1st to August 31st, you have 2 months to find a team in that time. You really want to get on a team in July because August is now getting a little bit late. Even maybe in June would be ideal. So by committing to one place, you're making the chances of signing in a different place, you're lowering those percentages because you're losing time and teams are signing players. So that's more my thought of like, okay, where is the best opportunity and where do I see myself maybe playing for a season or multiple seasons, and where could that lead to, or what could that lead to? How would that be living wise, football wise, et cetera, et cetera. So that's more what I just think about constantly. Basically outside of training, that's what I'm always thinking about it. Just weighing the pros and cons of each, because I think, like we say, you have to go to the place. Yes, I'm doing tons of networking and speaking to people, gathering information, but it means nothing because we would do the same thing. If there was a player in the U.S. who wanted to come to Germany, I can only talk to you so much. Until you're here, I'm not really going to do anything to contact the team because you're not here.
Exactly.
And so many players, most players, like to talk, and until it's something perfect, then they'll book the ticket. And the reality of it is it's not going to happen. It's just not how it works, especially when you're going to a new place. And you don't have like this unbelievable resume. People want to see you in person and to see you on trial. Unless you play in the MLS for 10 years, then maybe it's going to be a little easier, or a Bundesliga or something like this. But that's not the case for us and for most of the players that are listening to this. I think my plan, I think, is we'll release this today, Wednesday, June 28th. Why not? Right. And my plan is next week be somewhere, put it out there. I will fly somewhere next week. Where that is still up in the air, but that's the plan, because time is ticking away and time is definitely not the friend for these next 2 months.
Wow. I like that you all made us your accountability buddies, Sean.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Shout out.
We're a happy
David.
Group and we're here to make sure you get on that flight, and
I will.
Boycott footwork if not. So yeah, man, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the opportunities that are going to come, and I guess the learning experiences too. And I'm also excited for some of the content that we've been talking about that may follow these moves and these trips and these trials and these flights. So we'll see what that becomes. I'm very excited for the future and the future of us and footwork.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. There's new locations, new places outside of Northern Germany, potentially. So that's going to bring new content.
Yeah, potentially. So. Potentially.
It's very exciting.
And I think besides that, like, we're back in with some guests and the hopes that we have some more content, episodes, podcast episodes coming for you guys too. And we'll leave some other teases for later, but we're back. We're here. Sean time stamped it, and we have some work to do. So we'll see you guys soon, I guess.
Yeah. So until next time,
keep moving forward,
keep learning,
and make your own path.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands that make their own paths, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not,
I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor. It doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.